Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
Alrighty, this is going to be pretty, I would call it a reality check conversation. And, you know, it's all in the back of the COVID-19 pandemic and how it's made us rely so much on instant messaging platforms or perhaps business collaboration tools. That's your way of getting in touch with the world, you know, whether it's for work or for pleasure.
Yeah. And this is one of those stories that makes me raise an eyebrow and say, seriously? This many people? Some might think that sharing sensitive data on platforms is safe, but come on, is it really? Veritas Technologies has released a study and it exposes the wide variety of business and personal information that's being shared on IM and business collaboration tools like Zoom and Teams. Oh, come on, people.
So the Veritas Hidden Threat of Business Collaboration Report. It's a study that found that 64% of Singapore employees admit to sharing, they actually admit to this, sharing sensitive and business critical company data on such platforms.
I'm glad they admit to it though. I mean, because you need to know that this is happening.
So kind.
So we're asking, what are the risks that come when employees share details on IM and how can companies avoid these things ever happening in the first place?
We're speaking with Andy Ng, Vice President and Managing Director for Asia, South and Pacific Region at Veritas Technologies. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Very good morning. It's very early. I'm doing great. Thank you.
I know it's a rainy Wednesday morning. You wish you were still in bed. We get it. But Andy, let's talk about the Veritas Hidden Threat of Business report. Gosh, shocking results. But at the very start of it, what was the mindset? Were you hoping that the numbers would have been more positive, perhaps?
Well, I think it's kind of what we have expected, right, given the increase of work from home over the last year or so. I think the global pandemic has caught pretty much companies a little bit flat-footed in response to working from home. Mm. And hence the what we call the resiliency gap, right? So companies are just not prepared to address these gaps in order to address security concerns and compliance concerns.
So I'm curious, Andy, what are the top personal and business information sets? You know, what kind of information do employees often share via IM platforms, for example? Because at first glance, I hear this and I think, come on, you would be more sensible than to share things on IM. But what kind of things are people sharing?
Well, I think they're sharing a lot of stuff. They're actually sharing things that they should have been sharing. And then also, I think, not knowingly deleting things that they shouldn't be deleting, right? So I think there are lots of different things, right? Whether it's a file that you need or an Excel spreadsheet, sometimes even engineering diagrams, right? So it ranges from industry, but literally, not only things that you shouldn't be sharing because it exposes the company, because this could be falling into the wrong hands of cyber felons, or you could actually be also deleting things that you might need for your company, because later the company could actually be subject to legal or compliance issues if they have these fines if you don't have a paper trail.
So then what is the mindset that's involved here? What is the problem psychologically to slack, lazy, or perhaps we live in Singapore, so we just take it for granted? How many major hacks can happen in a year anyway?
Well, I think it's about education. I think it's about education. I think a lot of employees are actually not aware. In the Asia-Pacific region, for example, I mean, ransomware and data breaches are top concerns, right, cited by organizations. So I think if employees and companies actually is aware of this, they can then be better prepared whenever such risk, whenever they use IM and collaboration tools and minimize the exposure.
Yeah, I'm glad that you talked about IM because according to the study, it was found that many employees view IM platforms as trusted places where life and business decisions are made. But yeah. I mean, IM as trusted as emails? Are emails safer? What is the deal here? What's the truth about this?
I think with IM, because it's so new, we don't have the same governance like email. Email typically is protected. Email is typically archived. So there are ways to what we call e-discover them if you need it for compliance purposes, or in the event that it's deleted, if it's protected, it can be recovered. Unfortunately, IM is so new, right? So whether it's just in messaging, even WhatsApp, right, or text messages, a lot of companies are just not prepared. So unless you're in the financial services industry where it's very, very, very stipulated and very well governed, most industries will be usually caught flat-footed, as I said.
Maybe, you know, employees that join a company should be run through a simulation. What happens when you share data from your company on IM? Any chance you would have, like a case study of misuse of IM and how much money was lost to a particular company?
I think I don't have those numbers off my head. Mm. But for example, I think about a year ago, okay. I think with True Ransomware, which is a type of breach, a top professional services firm lost 40 to 60 million in the first 30 to 60 days, right? And I think what can be quantified is the reputation loss as well, on top of the financial losses, right? This firm happens to be a public company.
So what about businesses then? How do they regain control in a situation like this, especially when they can see the results of your data, you know, this figure of more than 60% of people who were sharing information that they probably shouldn't?
Well, I think first and foremost, they can do is first back up that data, right? The purpose of backing up data is to have a secure archive of your critical business information, right? Whether it's customer database, classified documents, or legal and compliance use. So in the unfortunate event of data loss, businesses would then be able to restore devices quickly, ensure data and applications are always available to meet operational and regulatory requirements. So here at Veritas, we actually recommend the following steps for businesses that want to regain control of the data that's being shared over, you know, messaging and collaboration tools like Zoom. So number one, recommend that you standardize on a set of collaboration and messaging tools that meets the needs of the business. So this will limit the sprawl, right? So for example, companies can say, right, use only instant messaging or use only WhatsApp and nothing else. Secondly, create a policy for information sharing. This will help control the sharing of sensitive data. And I think this is part of what I said earlier, education. And then finally, train all employees on the policies and tools that are being employed, because this will greatly help to reduce breaches. And then I think another thing also is to incorporate the data sets from collaboration and messaging tools into business data management strategy using, you know, e-discovery and software as a service data backup solutions, right? And this will then empower users to make the most of these tools without putting their business at risk.
Andy, I want to expand on this data backup because it's given me an idea. So I know cases where employees, they're working with clients, they're trying to get something off the ground, and then more people get added into an email chain, and then accidentally you start another separate email to deal with a particular topic, but it's all about the same contract, and you have multiple email chains. That can be a bit messy, and there's potential for the wrong information to be shared over email. What are your thoughts on keeping some kind of a ledger or a proper paper trail with regard to such information being shared?
Right. Yeah, I mean, you hit a very, very, very good point, Elliot. I mean, a proper paper trail provides proper documentation and surface proof against any claims of wrongdoing, right? So in the event of litigation, companies without an electronic retention policy will find it very challenging to keep a record of the information shared through the system. So according to our latest research, 90% of employees globally, they actually view IM as a trusted proof of agreement. However, only 60% globally save the information shared over IM. That's a huge gap in terms of trust in IM versus the ability of the business to capture the agreement as evidence. And to further compound the issue, the time spent on tools such as Zoom and Teams has increased 20%, and in Singapore, 30% since the start of the pandemic. So organizations need to catch up with the use of IM and look at setting clear policies for information sharing. similar to what they have put in place for email, right? And that's where the gap is, because it's just happening too fast and too soon.
Yeah, that's such a good point. Do you see the regulation catching up anytime soon?
I think so. I would hope so, because as I've said, with the exception of the financial services industry, where you've got tools monitoring literally every platform of communication, we're actually not seeing that in other industries. Mm. So I think one should look towards the financial services industry as a guide, or to work with a trusted partner such as Veritas, who can actually help you with your data management strategy.
We've been speaking with Andy Ng, Vice President and Managing Director for Asia South and Pacific Region at Veritas Technologies. Andy, appreciate your time this morning. Take care and stay safe.
All right, happy to be here. Cheers.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.